Hello and welcome to the show. Digital media businesses need reliable, innovative, and performance partners to keep up with a rapidly evolving marketplace, and partnering with the right technologies will make your life easier and the viewing experience better for your viewers.
Absolutely. And live sport seems to be where the innovation is right now. And here to tell us what they're doing in this area is Darren Lepke from Edgecast. Hi, Darren. Welcome to the show.
Hi guys, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now,
No, it's good.
Darren, let's rewind and look at how live sports and the viewing experience has changed over the last 18 months.
Especially in the streaming space, we've seen a greater willingness than ever to innovate on what it means to be a sports viewer and what it means to be a sports fan. If there was any silver lining to this, last 18 months and the terrible times we've had, it's really forced the hand of broadcasters and technology companies in a way that we've never seen before. It's caused a shift in the way content is produced, in that we experienced a period of time where you couldn't actually send anybody to a stadium to capture an event or capture a live sport, and that meant whole new workflows, mostly based in the cloud and very virtualized. We were heading in that direction before, but again, the pandemic really moved that forward. And then from a sports fan perspective as well, we had a period of time where you couldn't go down to the pub, you couldn't go down to the stadium with your friends and watch it. So we definitely saw a whole kind of array of innovation on the viewing experience for consumers on their mobile devices, where there was a greater willingness to experiment with interactivity, with two-way communication happening. It wasn't just a broadcast or a lean-back experience anymore. And as a result, what we've seen is, really great viewer engagement. Their fans are sticking around. They're watching things longer on their phones and their connected TVs. And as a result, I don't think that's going to change moving forward. I think those innovations will be here to stay.
Yeah, I think people enjoy them. And of course, then Edgecast. So that leads us into why is edge computing so important for the broadcast industry, for the sports broadcasting industry? What benefits is it bringing?
Yeah, so when you think about edge computing, what that really means is you're moving the experience closer to the fans in the stadium. So that means, especially when you're talking about, interactive experiences where you may be talking in real time with other fans around the world. You may be participating in games of, predicting what's going to happen next. Which way are they going to kick the penalty kick? Is it going to go left or is it going to go right? Like, when you have those kinds of interactive experiences, things like latency are very important. So you have to have, an application and viewing experience which stays as close to real time as possible. And you certainly have to think about things like throughput of your network, where, if you have all 50,000 fans in a stadium trying to hit the same kind of internet resource, internet server, internet connectivity at the same time, you have to be able to have resources available to do all that computation and to have that connectivity as close to those fans as possible. So edge computing moves a lot of those resources, which generally drive those applications, from centralized data centers, which may be hundreds or even thousands of kilometers away, much closer to the end viewer. In some cases, right outside the stadium. Maybe right inside the cellular tower where folks are connecting to their phones. So edge computing in the future will become, I think one of the default kind of network, it will become part of the default network infrastructure, especially for sports fans, as you try to bring these things and to make them real and to make them happen in real time with the sports that are happening.
What do you think, Darren, is one of the biggest challenges that your company faces in achieving all this? I mean, you mentioned latency just then, which must be as you say, it's a huge issue. What other complications are you facing?
Yeah, so I think from the technology perspective, it's going to have its normal challenges of, building out the infrastructure, rolling it out in a comprehensive way, making it available to all fans everywhere. But companies like Verizon and others are very good at that. They've had, 30 years of practice at rolling out infrastructure for edge computing. Certainly the cloud providers are going to be very good at that. I think really the biggest challenge with edge computing are going to be the customers and the broadcasters and the leagues and the teams themselves, right? We've gone through this huge shift from a technology perspective in the last 10, 20 years of, you know, moving from analog to digital, now moving from on-premise to the cloud. It's a whole set of muscles and skill sets and capabilities that takes time for a entrenched industry like the broadcast industry to move towards. And now with the move to edge computing, it has much bigger implications about how not only are you in the cloud, but how do you design your applications in the cloud? How do you build your sports fan experience so that pieces of it can be moved to a compute instance in a cell tower while still communicating back with, the bulk of the application running in the cloud. So I think the biggest challenge to edge computing is going to be the shift in mindset and the shift in capabilities of the companies taking advantage of that. But again, that will come. I think the benefits are there. The performance is certainly not in doubt. And I think from a fan experience, we will get there, but it might just take a little time for the industry to catch up with the best practices.
Yeah. Well, that kind of leads me on to, so sports streaming companies or content owners, people that want to get their game out there. What technologies are we looking at in the next 12 months or 12 months? And what technologies are you looking at as Edgecast, and how are you evolving over the next 12 months? It's an interesting thing because, we're only just getting there, and it's going to be a really fast journey now, isn't it?
It is, indeed. Now is the time to strike while the iron is hot and while this innovation is happening. So while edge computing may have a little bit of a longer time window, we're seeing some very near-term changes and new technologies coming into place to enable some of these interactive experiences. So traditional over-the-top streaming is generally somewhere in the 10 to 20 seconds behind live range. If broadcast television is 6 to 7 seconds behind live, OTT is generally a little bit slower than that. And for the most part, that doesn't have a material impact on a streaming provider's bottom line. It doesn't, that extra delay doesn't, cause them to make less money from ads. So they, for the most part, we're doing our best to get that as close to broadcast as possible, but 10 to 20 seconds is okay. For interactive experiences, you can't be that far behind. You have to be almost real time with your video. So for us at Edgecast, we are investing heavily in real time technologies or real time streaming, much like you would see on a Zoom meeting or a Google Meet, and bringing that technology to the world of broadcasts. And it's a different philosophy. There's a reason why you don't watch the Super Bowl or the World Cup on Zoom. That infrastructure is not built to scale. It's not there to stream to millions of viewers concurrently. There's certainly no notion of ad insertion in a Google Meet or a Zoom call. So we're bringing some of that kind of broadcast DNA to the world of streaming. And as a result, I think you'll start to see new and emerging use cases around, again, gamification, trivia, predictions, and in some cases, wagering to really help, keep those fans engaged when they're at home.
Mm. I think the fascinating thing is, it's hard to believe, literally a year ago, the global stadiums were empty, and I'm sure there was a lot of people with these big venues starting to worry, that are fans ever going to come back? With this new technology, but lo and behold, stadiums are full again, aren't they? And this technology is working together with the real audience and the audience at home.
And even the fans in the stadium, they're starting to benefit from some of these technologies where, yes, you're there and you're watching the match, but maybe you want to watch from a different angle, or maybe you want to see a replay of the last goal that was just scored because you were, turned away and didn't see it. So it's not just for the fans at home. Some of this will come to the fans in the stadium themselves as they return. And in the end, I think it just benefits everybody to have much more enriching, much more engaging experience for all aspects of fandom.
Yeah, it's brilliant. We're watching the evolution of fan engagement sort of evolving before our eyes. It's brilliant. No, thank you very much. Thanks, Darren, for coming in and having a chat to us. Make sure you check out edgecast.com for all the information you need. And thank you to Media Proxy for their continued support of Kit Plus TV. And thank you all for watching. See you next time.